think you can make ice cream. You can make a... There's a dessert that calls for coffee in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you mash up apples and put them in a jar, that's called
applesauce.
Mm-hmm. And these are some questions from the farm and the ranch, so you may not know all these.
Oh, I'm sure I don't.
Okay, a fence that you can sit on because it has a
corral.
Well, it's the fence. It's the name of the. It's not the corral necessarily. It's any kind of fence that you can sort of sit on. Because the name for the fence has to do with the fact that it's got two posts. It's got posts going this way. You know, so it's not a barbed wire fence. It's something that is substantial enough that you can sit on.
I don't know.
How about okay? The train track is made out of the metal things are called
rails. Mm-hmm. Oh, a rail fence.
Would you call it a rail fence?
I wouldn't, because I've never used it before, but I think I have heard of it.
Makes sense. Okay. Now you put the cow out to
pasture.
Mm-hmm. And any large grassy area where you might play football or you might grow a crop is called a
A grassy area?
Mm-hmm. You can play football on a football
field?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think I'm looking for something very difficult, and I'm sorry.
You know these are trick questions.
Okay.
Farmers keep hay in a big building called a
barn.
Mm-hmm. And they keep corn in a smaller building called what?
Would that be a silo?
Well, smaller than a silo. Say a 6x6 shed. Do you happen to know the name for that?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard? Well, you might put a baby in a. Put a baby to sleep in a.
Crib. Corn crib?
Yeah.
Corn crib. I have heard of it, but I really never stopped to think about it. So that's a smaller.
Yeah, it's like a 6x6 shed where the corn can dry out.
Okay. Okay, I guess I've never seen one, really.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
No. No.
I don't know exactly what that refers to, but I think they use it to refer to different kinds of farming equipment and oil drilling equipment.
Okay. Okay, no, never
heard. A sack that you put on a horse so he can eat oats while he walks is called a...
I've heard that.
Yeah, you hang it on his head.
But I can't think what that would be.
Okay. Now I have some parts of the bridle and parts of the western saddle that I'd like you to try and identify and just see how many of these you can get here. This thing inside the horse's mouth is called
a bit.
Mm-hmm. And these things coming back here where you hang on to are called
reins.
Mm-hmm. You know any other parts?
Let's see, bridle. Halter. I'm thinking that halter doesn't have a bit in it, though, does it?
Yeah, a halter is a more general type of... It's like a bridle, but you're right, it doesn't have the bit.
Okay. Nope.
Okay. Fair enough. Here's the western saddle. Now this thing is a...
Stirrup.
Mm-hmm. And that, what is that?
A horn.
Okay. And this thing goes under the horse.
Cinch.
Mm-hmm. What else can you identify? Do you know what this is called right here that the horn sits on?
No.
Or how about this part back here?
No.
How about this part?
No.
Okay, well that's probably all you can get without being a horsey person.
Now, did you pick these things out, or did you
pick the some of them, but most of them are old dialect survey questions.
I see.
See, we've been doing this since the before the 20th century. We've been doing this.
Oh, okay.
And these questions are so that my survey can be compared to other surveys that have been done.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm about out of tape on that side. Okay. Yeah, so a lot of these are really mundane words and old farming terms, because in the old days